I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, we are in the next step of the expansion project, trying to make this project a reality and move it forward into next year. We are here to gain public comments on our expansion plan, hear from the public what they think about our plan, and gather those comments as part of the process going forward.
So right now, the Botanical Garden is 14,000 square feet. How big is it right now?
The conservatory is over 32,000 square feet of glass houses. Yes, the expansion will be 16,000 square feet of new space, and then 14,000 square feet will be renovated. So a total of 30,000 square feet will be added.
That's a lot of extra space.
It's a lot of extra space. We have a lot of things planned for that extra space. The renovated space, we are gonna renovate some greenhouses for our horticulture team to support our collection. We are also adding event spaces so we can rent our facility for weddings, events, meetings, have an air conditioned space, which we don't right now. We have a very tropical humid space for weddings. So we're hoping to bring that online with this new project. We're also adding spaces for kids to come and do field trips, summer camps, after school programs. We have a new accessible entrance, a gift shop, a cafe, all kinds of beautiful new amenities for all of our visitors.
As far as
The total project is going to be between $27 and $28 million.
Does the Botanical Gardens have that money right now, or is that something they're going to be actively fundraising for?
We are actively fundraising for it. We've had lots of support from New York State and the county, and we are working towards that goal. And when we are ready to launch that whole campaign to the public, we will share everything out with the universe and start to fundraise to close that gap.
Now, before you were saying that these renovations will give life to it, maybe even another 125 years and what's already here right now. Talk about that a little bit more. You said that you're going to be adding some classes, but how so with the longevity?
Sorry, do you mean
how will these renovations keep things going?
Okay, got it. So the renovations will provide a sustainable future for our organization to really support the plant collection that's within the conservatory, support our mission, support educating children, support educating every visitor that comes through the gardens to appreciate nature and appreciate plants. So through educational programming and our new education spaces, we'll be able to do that 3-4 times as much as we're doing it right now. Why is this expansion necessary? Because we're answering the need of the community. We have completely outgrown our spaces. We don't have adequate spaces to have those educational programs, host weddings. Right now we're doing the best we can with a 124-year-old conservatory, and we just need more space, and we need more accessible space. Just to be on par with other museums in our area and across the country with amenities that visitors really need and want. We turn away school groups particularly and weddings and events on a regular basis. So we are at 100% capacity with everything that we do.
Now, with the economy right now, prices are continuously going up. People were very, very upset about the Buffalo Zoo jacking up their prices somewhat. Is that a concern for some people here or not so much?
We have to... How am I going to answer this? Sorry. We want to remain accessible to everyone in the community. We are also planning to provide different community nights where we're open free to the public. We have discounted evenings that we have $10 Thursdays. We're really trying to do the best job that we can to be accessible to the entire community. We have to charge admission to be able to sustain our organization and to sustain this amazing conservatory and the plants that live within it. So we do need to charge admission, but we do our best to be accessible to everyone.
Obviously, that's the market is what I'm asking.
Since what? I'm sorry. Since Mark passed away. Oh, I wasn't ready for that one. Tough. Mark was a friend to all of us. He was a friend to a lot of people in the community, and we have felt this very deeply within our organization. But in his honor, this project was a passion for him, and he wanted this to happen, and we were all part of that passion with him. So we worked as a team, and we didn't miss a beat as far as moving things forward in this project, because a lot of things are happening right now with this construction project and getting it to move forward. So we did a little bit of a shift, and we're doing it in honor of him and because it's the right thing for the organization and we all want it to move forward. Yes, he was definitely at the forefront of this project. I was his partner in that. So we all want to make him proud, and we want to make each other proud. We have gathered around each other, the board, the staff, the county, Wendell, everybody has really sort of embraced it. Turner Construction is also part of this project. And the amount of the community outpouring of support, even from our other cultural organizations, have reached out to us to just lend a helping hand and provide their support. So Western New York is the city of good neighbors, right? And we want to be one of them. And we are just so grateful and thankful for everyone in our community for showing support.
Has it been hard to move on with that?
Yes, but if you knew Mark, he was a light of vibrant energy, and he would want us to be moving forward with all the vim and vigor that we have inside of us and with each other. It's hard to move forward, but this is where he would want us to be. We literally feel him pushing us forward.
There's one main takeaway from everything that's going on as far as renovations go. What would it be?
That this renovation will bring the Botanical Gardens into the future in terms of being a museum that has modern amenities. We are creating sustainable spaces as a responsible organization, viability into the future, and really just caring for this amazing historic landmark for another 124 years.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.